17 ways to annoy people in a public bathroom.
17 ways.
Yeah, I'll go through them fast.
Okay, nice round number. Go ahead.
Number one. Uh-oh, I knew I shouldn't put my lips on that.
Oh, did you want us to respond to each one of these, or?
No.
Oh, you said you were going to go through them fast, and then you did that one and stopped.
Number three. Cheer and clap loudly every time somebody breaks the silence with a bodily function noise.
What happened to number two?
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Two, sorry. Number three. I've never seen that color before. Number four. Damn, this water is cold. Number five. Grunt and stretch real loud for 30 seconds and then drop a cantaloupe into the toilet bowl from a high place and sigh relaxingly.
Wait, what was that one again?
Grunt and strain real loud for 30 seconds, and then drop a cantaloupe into the toilet bowl from a high place and sigh relaxingly. Number six. Now, how did that get there? Number seven. Hummus. It reminds me of hummus. Number eight. Fill up a large flask with Mountain Dew. Squirt it erratically under the stall walls of your neighbors and while yelling, "Whoa, easy boy!" Number ten. Interesting. Oh, sorry, number nine. Interesting. More sinkers than floaters. Number ten. Using a small squeeze tube, spread peanut butter on a wad of toilet paper and drop it under the stall wall of your neighbor, saying, "Whoops, could you take that back over here, please?"
Oh, God.
Number 11. Come on, Mr. Happy, don't fall asleep on me.
What?
I haven't heard this before. Come on, Mr. Happy, don't fall asleep on me.
God.
Number 12. Man, that sure looks like a maggot. Number 13.
Oh.
Damn, I knew that drain hole was a little too small. Now what am I going to do?
What was that one again?
Damn, I knew that drain hole was a little too small. Now what am I going to do?
Oh, God.
Number 14. Play a well-known drum cadence over and over on your butt cheeks.
What now?
Play a well-known drum cadence over and over again on your butt cheeks.
Alright.
Number 15. Before you unroll toilet paper, conspicuously lay down your Crossdresser's anonymous newsletter on the floor, visible to the adjacent stall.
Nice.
Number 16. Lower a small mirror underneath the stall wall and adjust it so you can see your neighbor and say peekaboo. And number 17. Draw a D-cup bra on the floor under the stall wall and sing Born Free.
Nicely done. Did you come up with those yourself?
Bye.
Okay. Did you come up with those yourself or not?
Did I do that?
Yeah. Did you come up with those?
No.
You just got them on an email or something?
Yeah.
Ah.
Seriously.
All right, bro. I thought we were dealing with an original comedy mastermind. Damn.